Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with yet another installment of Steven Anderson Exposed. Let's jump into this one.
Look, I'm amazed that some of these preachers do stuff outside the scriptures. I had a guy from Steve Anderson's church arguing with me the other day. He said, well, Jesus Christ whooped people out of the temple, so he whooped people out of our church. And I said, he's not Jesus Christ. Huh? And then I went on to perceive. I said, you didn't answer my question about how come he's into Hinduism, supporting it. How come you didn't answer that? How come you go to the fact that he whipped someone out?
I don't even know what he's talking about, me whooping people out of my church. I mean, is he talking about church discipline? Because our church practices church discipline as laid out in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18, you know, various places where church discipline is taught, about where we've kicked people out of the church who were guilty of grievous sins or heretics or whatever. Or is he talking about, like, maybe the YouTube video where I say, drag this bozo out of here, and you know, the crazy person who thought he was Michael the Archangel got dragged out of the service because he was interrupting the service? I don't know what he's referring to. You know, I have physically remove people myself from the service. Where, like, for example, a couple years ago, we had some transvestite show up at the service, and I grabbed it and hurled it out of the building. And the police came and told me that I was fine, that I was justified because I had told it to leave twice. And because I had told it to leave twice and it was refusing to leave, then I physically removed it. I mean, bouncers remove people from bars every day, so it's within the law. So I don't know what he's talking about. I don't even know if this conversation even happened, because this guy is such a bold-faced liar when he's saying that he talked to a Steven Anderson listener who told him that. Who knows if this story has any merit whatsoever? But, you know, I'm not Jesus or whatever. Okay, yeah, I know. But, you know, would Jesus have really gotten mad if someone else would have gone in and flipped over the tables of the money changers? You know, I don't know. But this guy is crazy.
How come you didn't answer that? How come you go to the fact that he whipped someone out? Well, I don't know why, because he doesn't have knowledge of God's word.
Yeah, why not talk about
God? You don't have knowledge. You say you're picking on a preacher. I don't call him a preacher. I call him a heretic. I call him a wolf. I don't think he's saved. He doesn't believe in repentance. Then tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I wonder where that come out of. And he doesn't even know it. And then he believes that the church is the new Israel. And he even did a video on it, marching to Israel, saying Israel is no longer God's people.
Marching to Zion.
Amen. Amen. He's outside the word of God, changing God's word. He's in trouble. By the way, he's not only had problems in his family. I'll tell you how God's taking his hand off his family. His sister got in trouble, and now his boys are in trouble. For virtually the same thing that his sister was in trouble for. The fornication and stuff. He doesn't bring that up. He hasn't kicked his sons out of church.
He doesn't bring that up. He doesn't tell you why he's not, why does he support Hinduism. He won't tell you about his sister and his boy.
What is this guy talking about? This guy is a bold-faced liar. I can't even figure out which sister he's even talking about. Because I have two sisters. I have an elder sister and a younger sister. Both of them have been happily married for a very long time, and they have several children each. What in the world is this guy talking about, claiming that my sister and my sons are guilty of fornication? What a wicked, railing accusation to make. My sons have not committed fornication. This is a bold-faced lie. There's no basis for this. And yet he has the gall to accuse my sons of fornication and to accuse my sister of fornication. I can't even fathom which sister he's even talking about, because these claims are so absurd. But this guy just lies to his congregation and tells them these wild things. And it's so funny. He almost seems to enjoy this slander, where he's like, you know, his family's in trouble. I mean, I got to back that part up. The way he said that was so weird.
Amen. He's outside the word of God, changing God's word. He's in trouble. By the way, he's not only had problems in his family.
He's not only had problems in his family. I mean, listen to the way he says that. It's like he just relishes, like, ha ha, I've got you. You've got problems in your family. And then he just makes up this lying crap, claiming that my sister and my sons are in trouble. What is he? This guy is just a lying piece of garbage.
Why didn't he kick out his sons?
Because my sons didn't commit fornication. That's why. If my sons committed any of the sins that get someone kicked out, according to scripture, then they would be dealt with the same church discipline as anyone else. But I'll tell you who actually needs to be church disciplined. It's this guy. Because the Bible lists as one of the sins that get you thrown out of church, it's not just drunkenness. It's not just fornication. The Bible says a railer. If any man that's called a brother be a railer, this guy's a railer. He's bringing railing accusations against my relatives. And so, I mean, this is unbelievable.
His hand off of him because he won't teach his kids by knowledge. He's got like 10 kids or something, or 12 kids or something like that.
You take the average, it's 11. 10, 12,
I don't understand. 11. I don't
understand. Anyway, this guy is just crazy. I mean, how can anybody take this guy seriously?
I argued with the Steven Anderson listener, but he never did answer my question about why his pastor supports Hinduism.
I think it's just because some of these accusations are so wild that they don't really even merit a response of, you know, what about the fact that he's into Hinduism? So anyway, we might have a few more episodes with this guy. You know, forgive me if we have this guy on a few more times, because I mean, he's a real piece of work. So anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.